Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Frito and Katie on Y100 and the Second Date Update. Let's get right into this. Today, we are talking to Jared. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
All right, well, catch me up on this. I know you emailed us about a girl you've been on a couple of dates with. I want to say her name is Val. Is that right?
Yeah, her name is Val, yes.
Well, tell us about her. What's going on?
All right, so real quick. I met this girl named Val, met at a bar, and, you know, we were texting back and forth, and we were really, really, really into each other. I mean, the chemistry was fine. There were fireworks everywhere. I mean, the attraction, I mean, she's hot. Like, she's drop-dead gorgeous, and the fact that, you know, she had some, you know, she had the brains to match it, the personality, I was hooked,
okay.
You know? So we definitely had to meet up, you know, definitely had to meet up, and I told her that we definitely had to meet up again, and everything was going really, really, really good. We went back to my place, and we put on some Netflix. And what I noticed was a little ghosting was happening right after that. You know, the texts stopped coming in, the calls stopped coming in, you know, as frequently as they were. And it's like the fire was dimming down on her end.
Okay, so
I just wanted to see what was going on.
She didn't ghost you entirely, but you feel you feel like she kind of lost interest along the way.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Casper. You can still see Casper, but she's still transparent.
And still see, it's interesting because y'all met in person.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you had that time to connect.
And you said it. The fireworks, they were going. I mean, sparks flying.
Right, right.
There was attraction there.
Is there anything you could think of just off? I mean, I know you're taking shots in the dark at this point. Is there anything that you can think of that might have gone wrong or something on this second date you're on?
I went through it. I went through it like a checklist. You know, I went through it like a checklist. I'm thinking about the date. I'm thinking about what I wore. I'm thinking about how I smelled. I'm thinking about all those things, and I can't pinpoint it. Like, I know I was very nice to her. I was very respectful. I was a gentleman. You know, I wasn't a to anybody, you know, that was there or any kind of staff. I tipped well. I'm trying to find out what's happening.
You think you were killing it, and then just something has occurred. All right.
Something has happened.
Well, look, Jared, hang on the line.
Jared was ready to order monogram towels.
It was there. Look, you know how this works, Jared. We're going to get her on the phone. Yeah. We're going to find out for you. Give us a few minutes. Okay. We'll get Val on coming up next.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Y100, San Antonio's new country leader. Hey, we're Frito and Katie in our Second Date Update. We just heard from Jared. Jared went out on a date with Val. He was very excited about getting to meet Val in this bar and then taking her out on a date. From his side of things, everything went really well.
Yeah.
I mean, he ran through the mental checklist. He made sure that he was on point. Restaurant was on point. He smelled nice. He tipped well.
And what he says, he feels like there was like a little ghosting light. Like she's just
Val just kind of lost interest.
Yeah, it's everything's waning.
Yeah.
So we're trying to
figure out where exactly it all went wrong. And we have Val on the phone. Val, are you there?
Hi, you guys. You know, I just have to tell you, I love your station.
Thank you, Val.
We love you, Val.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
So good to listen. Thanks.
So I'm assuming you know the Second Date Update routine here. You obviously went on a date with a guy named Jared. So what happened? What's going on here?
He's really sweet, and we had a really nice time. But, okay, so we went out on a date, and then we came back to his house, and I thought, oh, it'd be nice, you know, to chill out. And, you know, we just started watching, you know, turning on Netflix and stuff. And,
okay.
And I looked at the list of the movies on Netflix, and everything was like old school, like these really old movies. Like, and I was scrolling through, and I was just, he was going through, and there was like not one movie, you know, after 1950. Now, you know what I mean? It was like just all this really old stuff.
The
and
classics,
weird
right.
Stuff
okay.
On his queue.
So he's into this or what? What's the problem?
Well, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay. So I asked him, I go, well, are you into all these old movies? Because, like, these are stuff my parents and grandparents watch. And he goes, oh, well, you know, this is my parents' account. And I'm like, well, don't you want to have your own, like, private account or, you know, do your own stuff? And, it's only, like, what is it, like $10 or something? It's not that expensive. And I just thought, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I just thought, well, gosh, he just struck me as kind of, how can I say it? It's kind of cheap. It was kind of a turnoff a little bit. Like, if he can't afford a $10 Netflix account for us to, you know, have a romantic time and watch something that's not from the 1950s or whatever, then, you know, what else is he cheap at?
Jared, what do you think?
Account?
Yeah, apparently it's your Netflix, bud.
Well, not your Netflix. Your parents' account?
Your parents' Netflix account.
Yeah. I'm just being honest, okay? I mean,
I hear you, but are we going to ignore how the first date went as far as you calling me cheap or thinking that I'm cheap, all because of a decision that I made to use my parents' Netflix account? I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I have a lot of friends who, you know, use each other's account or bum off of each other's account. That's not a big thing. That's not even something that's even in our heads as a you know, a priority amongst fixing credit, buying a house, things that should define a relationship or even a guy. A Netflix account?
You don't feel that it's a little bit strange,
a little immature,
to not have your own? I mean, I'm not saying it's unheard of.
I feel
but
like you could have played it off better. You know, you didn't have to admit that it was your parents' account, Jared.
Jared, yeah. You could have just liked the classics.
Said, I love the classics.
So you don't think?
I hear you, but I've never heard that being a deal breaker.
Mommy's boy. He's like a mommy's boy, or like it's still kind of like a little bit of a.
No.
You know, like kind of immature or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just.
My parents wasn't on. We watched our show. We were good.
He checked, Val.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know. I just look for. Okay, so I've been in a couple weird, for you know, scenarios. So I just want to make sure that he's.
You don't want to get into that again.
Right.
Well, Val, exactly.
I can tell you, when we talked to Jared, he was very complimentary. He was very excited about the date you had. So if y'all were willing, we will send you on a second date. We'll pay for it. Are you willing to give him another chance? I know this is a free date, so not really the best way to tell if he's not cheap or not. But you could get to know more about his personality.
This solves nothing, Val, but would you like another date with Jared?
Okay. I mean, maybe I'm being too judgmental.
Jared, you know, that's assuming you'll take Val out again?
Oh, no, of course. I mean, she's a very wonderful person. She's hot.
All right, guys. Thank y'all so much for being on today. We appreciate it. Hang on the line and we'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.